Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. First, before the lips can be taught, it's the heart that teaches the lips, so the heart must be taught first. And that's how the Lord teaches us. He teaches us not just intellectual things, but things, the truths of Christ that are laid hold of with the heart, with all of the being, with all of the soul. And then the heart, when the heart knows the Lord Jesus Christ, then the lips are taught. I believe I've known people that just came to know the Lord whose heart had been taught, whose lips had not fully been taught yet. Have you ever witnessed that? And we've all been there. We don't really know. We're learning a new language, pretty much, the language of grace. And the Lord's gracious to teach us that language. But you must know Christ in your heart to be able to teach him to your lips. And then you can teach him with your lips. Everybody's a teacher. If you have children, if you have friends, if you have a wife or husband that doesn't know the Lord. And we teach each other, even we who know the Lord. We learn, the Lord uses us to teach each other, to encourage one another in the Lord, and to remind each other that he's on the throne and that he is altogether lovely. And this is the goal, is to teach him with the lips, to know him in your heart, and to ultimately be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's to his glory. He's commissioned us to do that, and he's enabled us to do that. May we all be witnesses of him, teachers of his grace. By action, first of all, though. Listen to Mark 7:21. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. That's who we are by nature. The children of wrath, even as so, as our Lord said in another place where we'll read, a good tree produces good fruit, and an evil tree produces evil fruit. And as we know from the scripture, by nature, there are no good trees. God has to plant good trees. But listen to Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets. Beware of anybody that speaks. And that's what we're talking about. They speak presumably for God. They presume to speak for God, but they lie. They don't tell the truth. Beware of them which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns? You're not ever going to find anything worth eating on a thorn bush, on a thistle or whatever, weed, or figs of thistles. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And notice in our text that it's a matter of wisdom. It's those who are wise whose hearts teach their lips the wisdom of God. The heart of the wise. Well, you might say, I can't help it if I'm not born wise. You know, some people are born wise, some people are stupid, like me. Not so. Not so. There are people, unquestionably, that are born sharp and some dull, to one degree or another. But even a dull man can be wise, by God's grace. Proverbs 2:1, my son, if thou wilt receive my words, think about this. We're talking about wisdom, not intellect, not IQ, not that man can measure the intelligence of another man. It just sort of is evident, isn't it? In experience and things. If thou wilt receive my words, my son, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. It doesn't say stir up wisdom. It doesn't say get wise, get smart. Listen to it. Hear it. That pertains directly to our text. The lips, the ear. Listen to it. Incline thine ear unto wisdom. And apply thine heart to understanding. Don't just show up and agree with everything intellectually. I'm glad you agree with the truth, but apply thine heart. Come hungry. Come desperate for a word from God, because whether we feel desperate or not, we are. We need God to speak to us. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, O God, give me an understanding heart. If thou seekest her as silver, like you do the things of this world, look for wisdom. You know, we tend to major on the minors and minor on the majors, don't we? We seek after and thrive after and give all of our time to silver and things of this world. And then when it comes to the things of God, if we've got something else to do, then we'll go do that. Thou seekest for her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. That's where it comes from. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Out of his mouth, not mine. But if I'm saying what God said, then it's coming out of my mouth by his grace, or yours, if you're speaking truly, faithfully for God. And that's our text. Listen to James 1:5. I wanted to read this in conjunction with that other text. Isn't it beautiful how Scripture sheds light on Scripture? So he's saying, get wisdom, get understanding, apply your heart. Ask God for it, because he's the one that gives it. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That just makes sense, doesn't it? If you need something, go to somebody that has it and ask for some of it. Boy, but how rare that is for a sinner to just fall down before God and say, God, help me. Give me what I need. It takes grace. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all liberally and upbraideth not. He won't reproach you for being stupid like people will. And it shall be given him. That's just plain. Sinners don't go to hell because they're not smart enough to figure out the doctrines of the Bible. They go to hell because they hate God. And always remember that wisdom is a person. Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. It's not knowing stuff. It's knowing him. And there's a big difference in it's the difference between life and death. A lot of people know stuff and don't know him. To know Christ is to be wise. The Lord gives that. They are all taught of God. Only God can teach Christ to your heart. Hence the word ask in that verse we just read. The disciples knew where faith, they knew where they got their faith. And so they went to the source and said, Lord, increase our faith. That's how it is with wisdom. I can't imagine a better exposition of our verse of Scripture than 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want us to turn there, please, and read all of it together, the whole chapter. We'll just close with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You tell me if this is not the perfect, literally perfect exposition of our text. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Here's the lips now. I declared to you God's word, God's truth. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. What's the testimony of God? Christ and what He did for sinners. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. It's obvious when one of God's preachers, because He chooses the worst, doesn't He? He chose Saul of Tarsus, probably His biggest enemy on the earth at that time. So if that man's going to get up and preach, it's going to be clear that that's a demonstration of God's Spirit and power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we do speak wisdom. We speak wisdom. What we're saying is the truth. It's the truth of God. It's the wisdom of God. In a mystery, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, the people of God, those who are, it's mature, it's those who have known. What do God's people that know God need to know? They need to know God. Paul, as a long time, pretty long time believer, said, oh, that I may know Him. I believe it was Simon Peter that said, I'm going to teach you that know the truth so that you might know the truth. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. There's never been but one gospel. There's never been but one way sinners are saved, by grace through faith in Christ, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. You see that now? All three aspects of our text, right there. God revealed to my heart the gospel, the truth of Christ. And now, my lips are taught the wisdom of God in a mystery, and so my lips are teaching that wisdom. What is that wisdom? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. His person, His work. That's just plain, isn't it? That's our text. There's no better exposition of our text than that. God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, verse 10, yea, the deep things of God, verse 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You got to be born of the Spirit to enter in to the kingdom of God, to see it and enter in. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know. And that's heart knowledge, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God giveth wisdom. That's what we read in Proverbs. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man is never going to get it. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. You know how we know from the scripture how the Father draws sinners to his Son, by just revealing him. Just to know him is to come to him and to love him, to see him. Like water in the desert, you're coming. You see him, you're coming. You're drinking. For the things of God are foolishness to the natural man. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Not only do you have no interest in the gospel, you can't have until you're born again of the Spirit. But he that is spiritual discerneth all things. Yet he himself is judged or discerned of no man. It doesn't make a lick of sense to an unbeliever. You've got to experience this grace. You got to have the wisdom of Christ by his grace. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we do have the mind of Christ. If we didn't, we could never believe on him. We could never worship him. We could never love him. We could never know him. The spiritual man discerneth all things with the heart. And therefore the lips are taught. And then the lips teach. And what they teach is Christ. Amen. Let's pray.